Search and rescue dogs serve on the front lines locating people missing after natural disasters, lost children, injured hikers, and others, being ready at a moment's notice to bravely endure the elements and save lives. Supreme Master Ching Hai, world-renowned humanitarian, artist, and spiritual teacher, speaks of her admiration and concern for these devoted canines.
And I saw many dogs, you know, they used for a rescue mission. They just walk in like nothing. But I feel so bad about them. The dogs walk in the sharp, broken glasses or anything like that, even chemical leaking or anything, or germs or danger. These are precious dogs. They've been trained for years, and they even lay down their life for anyone at command. You still have to protect that dog.
To show her loving support for search dogs and their human partners, Supreme Master Ching Hai has generously contributed more than $100,000 to search and rescue teams in 21 countries, including Australia, Belgium, Canada, Chile, China, the Czech Republic, Ecuador, France, Iran, South Korea, Malaysia, Nepal, New Zealand, Panama, the Philippines, Singapore, Slovenia, Spain, the Netherlands, the UK, and the USA. Today's program features two of these courageous teams, namely the Ottawa Valley Search and Rescue Dog Association, or OVSARDA, or OVSARDA, in Canada, and CASAR, Chile, in Chile. Let's first visit Ottawa, Canada, and meet the team administrative officer and senior handler, Randy Kerr, who gives a brief introduction to his nonprofit organization.
We are all volunteers. Our dogs are our pets. They live with us. We train weekly, up to 10 hours. We meet every 2 weeks in a team training format to carry on our goal of training our dogs to meet OPP canine testing in Gravenhurst.
To be a member of the team, a dog must embark on a comprehensive training program lasting as long as 3 years. After completion, she is eligible to take a test at the Ontario Provincial Police Canine Academy. If she passes, she will become a certified search and rescue dog. The training involves intensive teamwork.
We work as a group, supporting each other. I could have never have achieved what I have achieved with my dog if it weren't for the rest of the people on my team encouraging me and hiding and setting up tracks for me to train. I feel very privileged to be part of this team, and through my dog met some very, very unique people and appreciate all that they have done for me within the team.
We now meet some of the delightful and dedicated dogs from the Ottawa Valley Search and Rescue Dog Association.
Okay, her name is Flossie, and she's Vizsla. She's a very good friend. She travels everywhere with me. If I'm going to the store, she'll come with me, or she's just my companion. Our dogs really are our service dogs slash pets that, you know, sleep in the end of our beds or go to the cottage with us or are there with us at most times.
After a hard day of training, Mr. Kerr sometimes gives Flossie one of her favorite treats, chunks of fresh, sweet cantaloupe. Let's now meet Stanley.
Danielle, could you tell us the name of your dog?
Hi, my dog is Stanley. He's a 9-month-old German Shepherd, and he's got a lot of spunk. Like, he really loves to work. He loves doing this so much that it's a hard time holding him back when I get started. He's just really snuggly and a really good pet. Love to have him.
Pauline, could you tell us the name of your dog and describe his characters?
Quinn is a one-year-old German Shepherd, and he's always ready to work. As soon as he has any idea that I'm going out, he'll follow me all over the house. So we get into the truck, and as soon as we get here, he's revving to go. But luckily, at the moment, he's snoozing. So he's a lot of fun.
Team members now demonstrate how a search and rescue dog can quickly and efficiently conduct a search for someone who is lost.
So we have Flossie ready to go find somebody lost in the forest. She's been sent out to search. She's found the person, and she will run back and let her master know. Her bark is the alert to say that she's found somebody. Okay, now she's going to show where the person is. Okay, sometimes the person is far away, so the dog needs to come back and forth and let the handler know, because the dogs are a lot faster than the person.
Members were delighted when presented with a contribution of $1,000 from Supreme Master Ching Hai for the care of their canine teammates, along with her international number one best-selling book, The Noble Wilds.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And also, we would like you to enjoy a book from Supreme Master Ching Hai called The Noble Wilds. Since you're very often in the wild to do your work, you will appreciate the depth of what is written in the book.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Kerr has been concerned about his canine companion, Flossie, because she often gets cold when working outside in the deep snow. He plans to use some of the funds to buy her a warm winter jacket and has this heartfelt message for Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Thank you very much for your donation, and we will use it towards the betterment and comfort for our dogs.
When we return, we will travel to Santiago, Chile, to visit with members of KSAR Chile. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Animal World, our co-inhabitants, and our program featuring two search and rescue dog teams from the Americas. In the magnificent surroundings of Chile, we meet another devoted group of canines and their caregivers from KSAR Chile. Freddie Reyes is the president of this all-volunteer nonprofit organization.
A través de nuestros compañeros caninos, podemos nosotros de alguna forma aminorar el dolor. Con una capacidad de respuesta rápida y a través ocupando este recurso nosotros podemos salvar una vida y eso significa que no tiene peligro.
Gerardo Donoso, vice president of KSAR, Chile, and in charge of canine training, now explains why he and others volunteer to perform search and rescue work.
La verdad, siempre los que somos parte de este grupo tuvimos en forma personal la inquietud de ayudar a los demás. La asistencia a nuestros compatriotas en principio y al resto de la humanidad sobre asistirlos y ayudarlos en lo que era la emergencia. Tenemos gente en el grupo que ha participado en otras instituciones relacionadas al mundo de la emergencia y que han llegado acá porque acá se fusiona el deseo de querer ayudar a los demás, el amor por la naturaleza, y se fusiona también el amor por el trabajo que hacemos con nuestros compañeros caninos. Al final, toda esta unión de cosas llevó a que la gente esté participando en esta actividad y seamos capaces de desarrollar lo que hacemos, cumplir nuestros objetivos con lo que es el entrenamiento y lo que es más importante, que es la operación, la tarea de emergencia.
Search and rescue work is not limited to select breeds of dogs. In fact, a wide range of breeds can be trained for the task.
Auca, por ejemplo, es un ejemplar que es mestiza. Ella es una mezcla de pastor alemán con pastor belga. Nosotros la seleccionamos y nos quedamos con esta bandía en el trabajo. Hoy día tenemos perros que son perros de algunas razas que utilizamos, pero también tenemos perros que son recogidos. Por ejemplo, Kika, que la vamos a ver a continuación, es una perrita que la recogimos de la calle un día que estábamos en reunión. Llegó a nosotros cuando tenía 3 meses de edad. Bueno. Ella es la Kika, un perro que, como les comentaba, que nosotros recogimos cuando tenía 3 meses de edad. Una perra muy desnutrida, con muchos problemas médicos, fue sometida a todo el tratamiento de recuperación y luego de eso inició su entrenamiento. Hoy día la Kika tiene 7 años. 7 años que ya convive con nosotros y ha pasado todo el entrenamiento como perro de rescate. Ha participado en la gran mayoría de las emergencias en las que nosotros hemos estado, que ya son 23 en las que hemos estado participando. Esta perra es una perra con mucha experiencia en lo que es la búsqueda de personas.
Working for a canine search and rescue organization provides a caregiver the opportunity to forge a very close relationship with their dog companion.
De todas las personas que tienen perros en sus casas, que los cuidan, que los consideran parte de su familia, nosotros, además de ser parte de nuestra familia, de vivir con ellos y de compartir con ellos día a día, trabajamos con ellos y en el minuto en que estamos, por dar un ejemplo, en la montaña y estamos buscando, yo creo que cuando uno ha vivido la experiencia no existe un vínculo con un animal que pueda ser más fuerte que estar buscando una persona en la montaña, uno con su perro. Yo creo que en el minuto en que el perro está buscando, uno llega 100% a ser parte de ese perro. Porque han habido años de trabajo por detrás en que yo he llegado a conocer incluso cómo el perro mueve la cola, cómo olfatea, que a mí me está diciendo cómo ese perro se está sintiendo y qué es lo que está haciendo. Muchas veces nos preguntan, por ejemplo, si nosotros podemos entrenar un perro y entregarlo. Y yo les digo que no, porque nosotros no son un guía y su perro. Nosotros hablamos de binomios, son un voluntario más. Y cuando sale un binomio, en el fondo somos uno. Nuestro compañero canino y nosotros buscando como una sola unidad.
The members of KSAR Chile were deeply touched by Supreme Master Qinghai's kind contribution of $1,000 for care of their canine teammates.
Bueno, yo primero quiero dar las gracias en nombre de mi equipo. KSAR Chile, un grupo que trabaja con mucho sacrificio, que gente que ni siquiera conocíamos llegue a nosotros con esta donación y con la intención de querer ayudar, más que a nosotros, querer ayudar a la humanidad. Una noble y muy hermosa labor que ustedes desarrollan y desde ese punto de vista creo que tenemos alguna relación entre instituciones, porque tenemos un fin común y una dirección común también, que es una dirección que viene desde el tema más espiritual, que es lo que hacemos nosotros. Así que felicitarlos por lo que hacen, porque es una noble labor y de verdad que es admirable ver que hay gente que se preocupa a ese nivel de lo que está sucediendo a nivel planeta.
May the providence bless the heroic and dedicated canines and their compassionate caregivers from the Ottawa Valley Search and Rescue Dog Association and KSAR Chile, and similar groups all over the world who selflessly devote their time and energy to protect and save the lives of others. Their love and dedication is an inspiration to all. For more details, please visit Ottawa Valley Search and Rescue Dog Association, www.ovsarda.on.ca. KSAR Chile, www.ksarchile.cl. Thank you for joining us on Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. Coming up next is enlightening entertainment following noteworthy news here on Supreme Master Television. May you be blessed with wisdom, abundance, and joy.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/AW.